Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like...
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his lonesome
life's the Sandman.
Over, Sandman.
If you are 60 years or older, then you definitely want to pay attention today as I will discuss the key financial deadlines that are just around the corner for you. Like the Kenny Loggins song from Top Gun, you're in a danger zone and things will come up real fast and they'll be real complex. Don't fumble through this one. Stick with me as I help you navigate through the retirement danger zone. Good morning and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host. It's so great to be with you this morning. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions each week. And that's because I am the only one on the air who happens to be an attorney and run a financial planning firm. If you are 60 years or older, or that age is right around the corner for you, then you definitely want to listen today. That's because, like the Kenny Loggins song from Top Gun says, you're in the danger zone. After you pass by age 59 and a half, things get real complex, real fast. We've seen the consequences of people making the wrong decisions with their finances during the time of their life we call the danger zone. These mistakes are far too often totally avoidable. People pay too much in taxes. They lose money in what they think were good investments. They pay IRS penalties that they trigger. And we could have helped them avoid all of this if they had just come to us first. That's why today we're talking about a financial danger zone. That is when we see the majority of people make financial mistakes, and it's where we want to help you, our listeners, to get it right and help navigate the retirement danger zone. So keep it right here as we share 60 or older. You could be in the danger zone. Here are ways you can navigate it. You only find it this morning on Protect Your Assets. Now, let's get started. Well, we had a pretty good week this week in the market. I'll call it immaculate disinflation. It is alive and well. That is where inflation falls and growth continues. The market really liked it. The Dow was up 2.3 for the week. The S&P 500 up 2.4%. NASDAQ up 3.3%. The international index had a decent week, up 4.7%. The 10-year yield, pretty flat, down about 0.2 of a percent, holding in there at 3.82%. And oil was up 2% to close at $75.33. Bonds for year-to-date are up 3%. And what happened this week that really helped the market? Well, it was the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. This is one of the benchmarks that measures inflation. So we got two numbers out this past week. We had the June CPI report, which came in at 3%. And that was very welcome because, as you know, the Fed's trying to get to 2%. And then we had the core CPI come in, the year-over-year comparison from a year ago. The estimate was around 5%. Well, it came in at 4.8. So what does this cooler CPI mean for markets? Well, it's probably the most positive report that the markets have seen on inflation in over a year. And the report was solid, and it helped the S&P 500 hit a fresh 52-week and year-to-date high. And now we're getting real close to that mid-4,500 level. But while the CPI is clearly a positive, I'm going to push back a little on it this morning and say that it's a catalyst for a new, larger, more extended rally in the S&P 500. And I want to focus on sectors and assets that you could see the biggest benefit from this report. So Let's talk about the implications for the S&P 500. Some people follow the index that tracks that. SPY is what it's called. So the CPI, it's not likely to cause, in my mind, a broad near-term melt-up. That's where the market just keeps going up because it likes everything it's seeing and hearing. And I think for one main reason, it's just plainly valuation. So right now, the 2024 S&P 500 is expected earnings to be at $240. And that means that at 44.80, and like I said, we just closed at 45.05, the S&P 500 is trading at more than an 18.6% multiple as a comparison of what the earnings will be next year. So let's assume that number stretches above 19 times, which would put the S&P 500 at 45.60. That's not that much higher from where we are right now. And especially given the fact that rates are still high overall and the economy is slowing down, it's losing momentum, I don't expect much more than 2 to 4% upside on the S&P 500 from where we are right now. Again, this is just my opinion. The drop in CPI, the lower CPI, means that inflation is falling and that growth is stable. That's what that means. So that helped all the cyclical sectors, XLF, XLI, XLB, XLE, value, VTV, and RSP, respectfully, in June. But the biggest potential long-term winner from CPI is this. And so I'm going to talk about bonds this morning. Bonds surged and yields plunged this week as markets were more confident that the longer-term threat of inflation has been diminished. So a lot of people have been saying, well, you know, the Fed's going to raise rates again next week. Well, maybe they do. But I don't think rates are really going to go that much higher. In fact, I think we've probably seen the top of the market. The market's already anticipated what the Fed is going to do. So the move in bonds that we saw last week where price rose and yield came down is valid because even if core inflation levels off between, say, 3 and 4%, yields at these levels will still be attractive, especially when you consider the principal appreciation that should occur when rates ultimately start to come down. On top of that, if we do see a slowing of the economy, which I am anticipating, that will be an additional tailwind on longer dated bonds. So the bottom line is the CPI this past week was real bullish for a bond index called TILT. The symbol is TLT. For those that favor more near-term tactical opportunities, and I'm talking about the next 6 months, corporate bonds could also be attractive, especially junk bonds. And the index that tracks that is JNK. And if the economy remains resilient for, say, the next several months, then JNK might outperform as inflation starts to come down. Although, again, this strategy does carry risk if the economic slowdown appears sooner than expected. So the biggest near-term loser from CPI, well, it's the dollar. The dollar dropped sharply following that report. And commodities, like oil, as I mentioned, and gold rallied. And that's likely to continue short term here as we see the technical outlook start to pop up on those particular indexes. Does the CPI report, good question, by the way, thank you, John, for sending that in this past week. Does the CPI report diminish the risk to the market over long term? That's a really good question. And so let me get into that because that is the big question on everybody's mind. What is the risk and what do we think is going to happen? Thank you for asking. Okay, so how do we explain this right now? How do we explain this market? Well, many people have asked me about the outlook for the markets and the economy and what are we seeing? Well, I'm seeing a slowdown and you need to understand that with this sort of risk that's out there, these are the things that could happen. So you may remember the start of the year. We were talking about a recession. We were talking about stubbornly high inflation not easing up. We were talking about the Fed being too aggressive, hiking rates too much and not realizing it until it's too late. That's just the way it works. And we were also talking about corporate earnings starting to come down as a result of a slowdown. those risks never really materialized. In fact, the first half of the year, and as we've been talking about so far, the S&P 500 has rallied pretty strongly this year. In fact, we're up, as of Friday, up 17.3% on the S&P 500 and up 34.8% on the NASDAQ, right? Last year kind of seems like a blur in the rearview mirror. It's important to remember that none of these risks that I just mentioned have been eliminated and that they're all still possible and they all could materialize in the coming months. People think it's not different this time. Well, I want to talk about growth. The point about growth is that in the end, it's not different this time. The Fed rate hikes cause a slowdown. It's just that simple. And it really hasn't started to happen yet in a meaningful way. We're seeing signs of it. But that action that they've taken, it puts big pressure on the market multiples, which I was talking about, 19 times earnings. Typically, when you see these sort of hikes, typically, historically, looking at that, they go to 15 times earnings. So that could result in a 22% decline in the S&P 500 from where we are today. The reality remains that markets are barely feeling the impact of these rates, and that's why the S&P closed yesterday at 4505. And the longer they stay high, the greater the chance of a slowdown. And how will we know that? Well, there'll be a hard landing. Remember, I have a scoreboard that we talk about regularly, the hard landing versus soft landing scoreboard, and so I'll keep you updated about that, of course. But we just have to pay attention to that. And if we start to see hard landing start to dominate that scoreboard, well, then we're going to see some reaction, of course. Risk number two, on the other side of the spectrum, what happens if inflation stops going down and growth slows? Well, that's what Friday's jobs report hinted at via the uptick in wages, but the deceleration in hiring. So to be clear, we're a long way from a stagflation threat, but if economic growth slows down and inflation doesn't decline, then that's the worst case scenario because stocks and bonds will decline. How do we know that? Well, the decline in the core CPI will stall in the coming months. What's the third risk? Well, disinflation. Again, it's called immaculate disinflation, right? Nothing really wrong has happened yet, and we are seeing inflation start to come down. So let's say that this disinflation hurts corporate earnings. So the fact that earnings were so resilient in the first quarter, this was a big contributor to that first half rally that we've been talking about in all these indexes. And we've seen things like the retailers and now slowdown. And now it's starting to spread to other industries. So as inflation cools and prices drop, companies are seeing increased margin compression. And as a result, corporate profits can suffer. And so like I've been talking about, these multiples on the S&P 500 for 2024 at 240 may not materialize. And so if we start to see these companies, as they started reporting this week, the banks did this week, as we start to see more earnings come out, we are in earnings seasons right now, that could be a problem. So how will we know that? Well, guidance from the companies won't be that great. And so we need to pay attention to these earnings seasons and what they talk about. And I think this is going to last all the way through October. So what's the bottom line? Well, the risk is still facing this market essentially the same as the one that we started out at the top of the year. And the fact that these risks haven't materialized just yet has been interpreted by people to mean the risks are no longer present. So don't fool yourself. They're still there. And we just got to keep looking at the data. Did you make your estimated payments on June 15th for taxes? Well, if you're 59 or older, you need to find out about what's different this year. It always pays you to keep it right here. You've been listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman. That's me. I'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions each week If you are 60 or older and you've just tuned in, well, like the Kenny Loggins song from Top Gun says, you're in a danger zone. And that's because after you pass age 59 and a half, things get real complex, real fast. We've seen the consequences of this situation occurring, and people start to make bad decisions with their finances during the time of their life. We call this the danger zone, whether they pay too much in taxes, lose money in what they thought were good investments, or pay IRS penalties that they triggered. Usually we could have helped them avoid all of this if they had come to us first. That's why today we're talking about a financial danger zone. And as you know, at our company, we do have CPAs, we have estate planning attorneys, and certified financial planners who all work together under one roof to help you. So as you turn 59 and a half, you can take money out of your retirement accounts without paying any taxes or penalties. More importantly, it is the first time that you can move your current 401k into something called an in-service withdrawal or an in-service rollover without any tax consequence. That means you can keep your current 401k active and in service while still contributing to it and receiving the employer match. But with the principal and the balance that you've worked so hard to build all these years, well, that you could move. Think about it as a strategic move to gain the best of the 401k while adjusting your investments to better protect you through the retirement hazard zone, i.e. those years you get very close to retiring but haven't retired just yet. I've found many 401ks are limited, this is at work, they're limited in the investment options that you have there, and that a lot of the options that are there have a lot of fees and other options that don't protect you. And so if you're looking to pay lower fees or have some downside protection or some sort of guaranteed income options, there are many choices that you might have in an IRA. And after age 59 and a half, you're eligible to do something like that, even though you want to still keep working. So there are other options out there to protect your nest egg and generate income once you leave work. And essentially, you can break your 401k free from being held hostage by your company's plan and position it as a cornerstone of your income and retirement in the future that you're trying to set up for yourself. Hey, the month of July is a great month to think about your asset allocation. So with the recent run-up in the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ that I was talking about during the market segment, we're seeing all-time high numbers right now in those indexes in more than a year. The question you have to ask yourself, and this is very important, this is this danger zone again I'm talking about if you're at or near retirement, is your portfolio aligned or have your stocks gotten ahead of the asset allocation that you work so hard to maintain? This could be a danger if you're about to retire and we suffer a market correction, which again I was talking about at the top of the hour, how that might happen. And if that were to happen as you're getting near retirement, you could lose a lot of your spending power and end up in some real trouble real quick. And that might make you have to change your plans as they relate to retirement. So one of my recommendations this morning to avoid this danger zone that you might be in right now and not even be aware of it is to do a stress test on your portfolio. What am I talking about? Well, just like your mattress. You may be familiar with the sleep number on your mattress. You can dial your portfolio into your sleep number. It's a scale between 0 and 100, 100 being super risky like a Bitcoin, 0 being no risk at all. Somewhere in between there, you probably fall. And it is possible to make your portfolio look like you and feel like you. So when bad things happen, you're not up all night worrying about it. So if you want to find out more about this portfolio MRI that we use and how to find out how much risk is laden in your portfolio, or if you feel like maybe you're just out of balance and you want to get a second opinion from a fiduciary, pick up the phone right now and give us a call and we will run your portfolio through our portfolio MRI tool and figure out what risk number you're running at right now. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. You can talk to someone right now. We are here live in the studio, and we're happy to talk to you today. Give us a call, 866-776-8328. This will be absolutely complimentary, but you must give us a call right now. Call my team. Talk to my guys right now. We're here, 866-PROTECT. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say once you turn 72, you have to take your RMD. Is that always true? You'll be surprised at the answer. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known around here as the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions each week. And with all the uncertainty in the world right now, markets at all-time highs, the political environment, we're starting to come into that season again, the inflation that seems to be getting under control, but is it really? Well, if that has you worried, don't just sit there. Help protect your retirement savings. Set up a 15-minute strategy session by giving us a call. Talk to a member of my team right now today. We are here, 866-PROTECT. Again, that number is 866-PROTECT. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All I know is that I don't know.
All right, so here's one that they say. They say that when you turn 72, you must take your RMD. Is that always true? You know, it's surprised me. I heard that this week. No, it's not true. The new law says 73, not 72. So it's 73 when you take your RMD. And RMD stands for required minimum distribution. That's how much the government requires you take from your 401k or IRA or other retirement account that you've been stashing away all these years. Once you hit that magic age of 73, and for 2023, that means that within the first 6 months of this year, if you turn 73, then you must take that RMD at the end of this year. So you have till December 31st of 2023 to do it. And if you don't, then there's taxes and penalties that'll be assessed upon how much you should have taken. Now, the question is, well, what if I turn 73 here in July or next month? Or the month after that, before the end of the year, what does that mean? Well, then you don't have to take your RMD. So that's a little bit different. In fact, you could delay it until the next year, and then you can do what's called a double. You can take the one that you should have taken this year and the one you'll have to take next year, and you can do them in 1 year, and of course pay income tax on that. But that might be a better situation for you, particularly if you are still working. Now, before the break, I was talking about the estimated taxes that June 15th may have required for your second quarter estimates. Did you pay those? Well, as you probably know, your taxes aren't due in California until October 16th. But if you owed second quarter estimates, I hope you made them by June 15th. And if you're not sure whether you do or not, you can avoid penalties for any underpayment of your 2023 estimated taxes with a mid-year tax review. Now, as I mentioned, we do have CPAs on our staff and we do tax returns. And so this would be a great time for you to assess your tax liability as it exists for 2023. If you haven't done that yet, I would highly recommend that you give us a call, get with one of our CPAs and run a simulation. This is where You can simulate all the things that could potentially be happening to you before December 31st. And if there's any moves you can make to pay less taxes, well, guess what? You still have months to do it before it's too late. So don't wait. This is another retirement danger zone that you can avoid before you get into it and before it's too late by just giving us a call or checking out our website at libertygroupllc.com and talk to one of our CPAs. Now, our CPA suggests that to avoid any penalties, here's what you may want to do. Pay at least 90% of your current year tax tab on your estimates or 100% of what it was in the prior year. Now, let's say this year you're having a great year and you're just making more income than you ever did. Our CPAs recommend that you pay 110% of your estimates from last year. Also consider other moves to trim your 2023 tax bill. Like if you can do a 1099 DB plan. I don't know if you're familiar. I said D like David, DB plan. We did this for someone recently. It saved them $116,000 on taxes this year. Plus, by the time they retire, they'll have over $1 million more for retirement. Think about that. That's money that would have just gone to the government. Now it's deferred in their tax savings plan, and they're paying less taxes. What a great result. Next date you need to worry about, September 15th. Don't forget, September 15th, your third estimated tax payments for 2023 will be due. And if you've fallen behind on your payments or just thought you didn't have to do it at all because of that October 16th date, well, don't get blindsided. If you want a simpler way to pay, try withholding the tax from your RMD, like I talked about at the top of the hour, at any point in 2023. So if you're knowing this year you're going to take your RMD, well, go ahead and put the federal tax rate and the state tax rate on your withholding. There'll be a form you sign with your brokerage that says, I want to withhold, say, 32% or 14% or whatever your situation happens to be. And do that. Make sure they withhold that tax and put it in an escrow account. So when you go to pay your taxes, you'll get a 1099 and it will show that you paid that money. So you won't get blindsided and all of a sudden have to come up with it out of your bank account or somewhere else. You know what I mean? Those things can sneak up on you. Next, start to consider your health care, particularly if you're getting near retirement, if you're over that age of 59 and a half. Remember, by September 30th, you should have Medicare's annual notice of changes. This is typically mailed to you. The benefits and premiums for either the Medicare Advantage or the Part D prescription drug plan comes out by September 30th. And all the changes that are expected that will take effect in 2024, you'll have all that information by September 30th. Next date you need to write down is October 16th. This is when your 2022 federal and state taxes are due, along with any money that you owe. This is also your last chance to make any 2022 contributions to an IRA or other retirement plan. So for a lot of you who've thought about putting more money in retirement plans and just haven't done it because it wasn't available or whatever, you still have time to think about it and time to do it. In fact, you have about 3 months. So that's a lot of time and there's a lot of planning that you can do. So I highly recommend take that time right now and see what kind of savings you can reap by just doing some things a little different. The next date that I want you to write down, particularly if you're thinking about retirement, is October 15th. I know it's a Sunday, but this is the date that Medicare open enrollment begins. So if you are getting near retirement, say you're approaching age 65, the rule is you have 30 days before your birthday. 3 months before your birthday and 3 months after your birthday to sign up for Medicare. Because as you know, when you hit 65, you're eligible for Medicare as long as you worked any time during your work history up to that point. So if you're approaching 65, then you have from October 15th through December 7th to switch between what's called traditional Medicare and the Medicare Advantage. Now, these two plans are complex, and there's a new Advantage program and a Part D plan, which coverage will be effective for you in 2024. These are very complex plans. Now, we have specialists on our team who help clients make the right decision when it comes to choosing a plan for you. So if you're thinking about healthcare, if you're wondering which option you might want to take, well, then again, connect with us, 866-PROTECT, give us a call, and we're more than happy to look at your options and figure out which way you should go. Next date you want to write down. Sorry, I'm just throwing all these at you this morning. November 1st, early retirees in most states have until December 15th. So again, November 1st through December 15th to buy health insurance for 2024 through the Affordable Care Act Exchange. Remember that. And December 1st is the deadline you have to do what's called a QCD. So earlier I was talking about RMDs and ways that you can get around or delay or postpone your required minimum distribution. So think about this. If you're 73 or over and you have to take your RMD, well, there's another way that you can avoid that. How on some of that? Well, if you're 73 or over and you have an IRA or a 401k, one way to avoid showing that amount of money, that RMD on a 1099 on your tax return and having to pay taxes on that, is what we call a QCD, a qualified charitable distribution. You can transfer up to $100,000 directly from that IRA to your favorite charity via a QCD and then not show that income on your tax return, but reap a huge benefit by directing it to a charity or multiple charities of your choice. Now, if you have questions about how to do this, this is a complex situation. And again, on YouTube, I've got a full video on the subject and how you do that. So you just go to YouTube, you type in Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, look for the QCD, and you'll find where we describe how to do that. It's another way to avoid, say, a direct hit by an RMD. You know that nagging question you're feeling right now? I think I get it, but I'm not sure. You're wondering in the back of your mind, do I have enough money? Am I ready to retire? Will my retirement savings last as long as I might? Well, did you know that you don't have to wonder about that anymore? Did you know you can literally test that and have that question definitively answered? We've designed a retirement guide that can help you get started on this and answer these important questions. So for you today, I'm going to go ahead and give you free my retirement guide right now, but you have to pick up the phone and give me a call. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Talk to Phil or any member of my team. They're sitting there right now ready to help you. 866-PROTECT. If the line's busy, just call back because they're there and they'll keep answering the phones all morning. 866-776-8328 to get your free retirement guide. It's time for a quick break, but keep it tuned right here because when I come back, I'll share with you the last day this year you need to know to get your Medicare. It's all coming up next on Protect Your Assets. Keep it right here.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions. And if you are 60 or older and you've just tuned in, well, like the Kenny Loggins song from Top Gun, you're in the danger zone, and that's because after you pass age 59 and a half, things get real complex, real fast, and we've seen the consequences of people just falling in or making the wrong decisions with their finances during this time of their life we call the danger zone, whether they end up paying too much in taxes, lose money in what they thought were good investments, or pay IRS penalties that get triggered as a result of just making bad mistakes. Usually we could have helped them avoid all of this, and that's why this morning we've been talking about the financial danger zone and the dates and things that you need to know about. All right, so we've been talking this morning about the danger zone, and one of the dangers that I was talking about is the performance that we've seen so far year to date. And just to have you reflect a little bit on what's gone on this past year, in the last year, the U.S. stock market index is up 18.95% through to the end of the second quarter. That's right, almost 19%. And if you look at it at a five-year basis, the annualized rate of return is over 11.39%, while the 10-year annualized return is at 12.34%. Now, you compare that to, say, fixed income. And if you look at the 10-year fixed income number, that's annualized at 1.52%. You heard me right, 1.52%. So what about the one-year return? Well, U.S. bond one-year is just about flat, as I was talking about at the very top of the hour in the market segment. Why is that important? Well, if you think about it, stocks have outperformed. They've done very, very well. And so in this danger time of getting close to retirement, it's very important that you rebalance your asset allocation to make sure as you enter into retirement, you shift from, say, the growth accumulation mode into the income mode. In other words, your assets should have a piece of them or a part of them that are designed to start producing income. One of the things you should start to think about is the bond market. There are some very attractive yields on the longer end of the bond market curve. And so right now we are laddering portfolios for people who are thinking about retiring. And so we do look at municipal bonds. We do look at government insured bonds, treasuries, agencies, things like that. And we ladder those over time so they mature. You control that maturity date. You own that bond. And then you reap the dividends every 6 months as they pay you dividends, and that helps smooth out your cash flow as you get near retirement. The rates right now are pretty good, and I know they look really good on the short end, but if you're thinking about retiring, you know, you could be around another 10, 15, 20 years, and if so, where will rates be in the future? Well, they very well could be lower than they are today at some point in the future, and as those short-term bonds mature, you're subjecting yourself to risk because the market may be lower, in which case you'll end up getting less on your fixed income portfolio. So right now is a great time to really check out your fixed income portfolio and see how you're sitting and how it's designed to take care of you through retirement. So again, that is a danger zone, and I want you to take a look at that if you haven't yet. Next date you need to write down is December 7th. This is the date that Medicare's open enrollment ends. So if you're thinking about healthcare in your retirement, set that date as a reminder to do something by that date. The next date you want to write down is December 15th. That is the ACA's open enrollment. That's when it ends, is on December 15th. It's another sort of healthcare opportunity that you have through the ACA. That ends on December 15th. Now, another reason I want you to write down December 15th, if you haven't done your RMD, I was talking about your 2023 RMD in the previous segment, how you calculate it, how you think about it, what you should do depending on your age. If you're turning 73 this year, well, your RMD, I would advise you to take it by December 15th. Why? Well, it gives you a couple weeks, particularly as we get close to the holidays, to get that money out of your brokerage account. Because once December 31st rolls around, that's it. It's over. That money had to come out. And many people find that they can't get it done in time. And as you know, December 31st is the last day of the year, and your RMD, required minimum distribution, must be out of your IRA account. And this is important, any QCD, remember we were talking in the previous segment about qualified charitable donations. These are ways to divert a substantial portion of that RMD if you don't really need it to a charity that you want and reap the benefits of that now. That takes time, and just to identify the charity and get it to them and make sure it's all done right. Again, I go through this on that YouTube video I talked about that I did, but you need to make sure it's done right. So give everybody who's involved on your team time to get that done, because if you don't, it could be a big problem. Retirement is a major transition. It's made up of many financial as well as life decisions. And this is why it is important to work with a financial advisor, a certified CPA, and a estate planning attorney to make sure that your retirement plan is set up and that it's going to do what you want it to do. That way you can spend more time focusing on everything else that equally matters to you. You can start this process by either visiting our website at libertygroupllc.com, where you can take our retirement readiness quiz. You'll see that at the top center of the homepage in blue, just for you. You can just click on it and take it right there. Or you can always connect with us right now by setting up a complimentary, this will be complimentary, 15-minute strategy session to get your questions answered and find out what's working well for others by calling this number right now, 866-PROTECT. You can just pick up the phone, dial this number right now, 866-776-8328, and talk to a member of my team. We're out right here in the Bay Area. We're not some international conglomerate. Give us a call. We're local people just like you, 866-PROTECT, and we're here to help. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a great show today. My executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers there in the studio helping out, Raph, Phil, Cam. Thanks, guys, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.